We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Peter, it almost felt like there were two SEC media days last week. It was, you know, the 4 days we originally planned to have, but then right before Jimbo Fisher takes the stage, everything started to change. Kind of what'd you see from your perspective during a crazy week in Hoover?
One thing I did learn right off the bat is I'm never taking a nap at media days ever. So me and Chris Doering were doing our show every morning, and we had a 4:15 wake up call, right? Because it was simulcast all week long on SEC Network. And at one point I was like, you know what? I just got to lay it down for 20 minutes. I wake up to like 7 missed calls and about 43 text messages. And I wake up thinking, oh my gosh, like what, did something happen with the family? Like what is happening? And sure enough, you see the news that broke about, the potential for Texas A&M or Texas and Oklahoma to enter the SEC. So yeah, you're right. I mean, again, we already knew it was a wild offseason with name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, immediate eligibility, a potential for a college football playoff expansion. And, you know, 8 coaches making their debut with their respective schools over at Media Days, and to have this kind of bombshell dropped in the middle of it, it has been great for sports radio content. We'll put it that way, to say the least.
Yeah, can you remember a college football offseason being quite this busy? I mean, last year was kind of different with the pandemic. Would we play or would we not? But, I mean, this year has been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many different tentacles that kind of change college sports. And, you know, a lot of times you don't see this earthquake, right? This seismic change in college sports. It slowly changes, right? Like cost of attendance was a small change. And then going from one signing day to 2 signing days changed the game a little bit. But to see all of these forces converge at the same time, it just goes to show you, like, these are historic times. And now the SEC, Alabama, fans, the TV networks, everybody's trying to figure it out while all these changes are being made. And, you know, we want to have the answers right now because that's how we are in society. But a lot of these things are still in the process. And it's kind of fun to talk about, at least, to say the least.
Yeah, so Texas and Oklahoma have officially notified the SEC office they want to be members of the SEC. What excites you the most about bringing those different schools in? I know you've spent a lot of time in Big 12 country in Texas before. What excites you the most about the possibility of this becoming a 16-team league?
Yeah, I mean, just think about when we go back and look at some of these, like these, you know, like LSU, Texas last year or in 2019, what a great game that was. And I go back to Alabama and Texas in the Rose Bowl. I was there covering the Longhorns back in the day. The big question was, had Colt McCoy not got injured, but Greg McElroy still have won that game? And I give Greg hell about that all the time. But it's just the brands, it's the history, it's the rivalry, and Texas A&M. And we talk so much about it in football, but I look at it as I anchor the SEC network and I think, oh my goodness, we just got, you know, Oklahoma softball in our conference. I mean, think about that. And, you know, the rivalry between that and Patrick Murphy has been fantastic. You look at gymnastics and how Oklahoma has been incredible at that. Basketball is going to get better. Men's and women's golf is incredible. So while I know a lot of the casual fans, and myself included, we salivate over these brands and games we'll get for football, it's more of you got an opportunity to add two of the historic brands and a lot of really good other sports to what I consider the best conference in all of college athletics.
Is Franklin Barbecue the place to visit in Austin on everyone's first trip over there? Or is there another hidden gem you love?
Franklin is good. The thing is that Austin, for those who are going to be eventually making the road trip, if this happens in 2025 or previous to that, Austin is just one of the more unique cities. And truly, you know, I mean, they just added a soccer club. But other than that, Austin's just like SEC schools, you know, where it's like, this is your pro team. Like, this is who you pull for. And it's the same thing with Norman. So that's why it fits our college place. So, yeah, I mean, Austin is unlike any city. It has kind of a party atmosphere and Texas atmosphere of what Nashville is. But it also has, you know, kind of, I mean, the motto for the longest time in Austin was keep Austin weird. And it's a little bit of a different thing. I mean, it was weird for me today. On my show in a commercial break, I followed Texas football and Oklahoma football beat writers and their official Twitter accounts. Like, Matthew McConaughey at one point is probably going to be like cutting a promo for the SEC network. Like, this is just blowing my mind at this point.
All right. All right. All right. Look forward to seeing that. All right. You guys also had the graphic released Heard Around the World, I want to say last week, when you guys came up with the pod system on SEC This Morning. Again, not official. You guys were just trying to make some content, but it was interesting. Why'd you guys have Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Vanderbilt in one pod?
Yeah. I mean, I think we kind of looked at it is kind of said, all right, if we're going to do this, what are regionalized, if you're not going to have a true East or West and you went to a pod style, where you got four teams in a pod, can you do it break down on landscape, right? So you'll have Florida and South Carolina and Georgia and Kentucky all in that East. And, you know, for Alabama, you'd have those with Auburn and Tennessee and Vandy. And then, you know, LSU would be with Texas A&M and Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And then you'd have Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I'm like, those are pretty much natural kind of regional rivalries. And so you'd play everybody in your, you know, pod, and then you would play two schools from every other pod, and you would flip that the next year. So basically that means we wouldn't have to go 10 years before seeing Auburn visit the Swamp, right? Or, you know, Alabama, you know, go out to Gainesville. Like, we'll finally get an opportunity to see this upcoming season. So, you know, now that would make you go to 9 conference games. But I think that we kind of saw how good the product was when we just had not only conference games last year, the pandemic, and it opened our eyes going, well, we never really had, quote unquote, a bad week. So, again, I don't even think that they've even discussed that as far as in the league office of what that would look like, because, you know, the dust hasn't quite settled about what teams are in and if this, you know, they add more down the road.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, let's get back to the 2021 season. We mentioned last week you were in Hoover for SEC Media Days. Who were some of the newer coaches or just people you enjoyed seeing the most last week as we get ready for this upcoming fall?
Yeah, I mean, I had an absolute blast over the last year and a half of getting to know Eli Drinkwitz. He's been a part of our show over, you know, the Missouri head coach, you know, since he joined. And, you know, I always knew he cut through. And, you know, at the way they beat LSU last year and just kind of that – kind of a swagger. He's almost kind of like this Steve Spurrier thing working for him that I knew people, once they finally got an opportunity to be exposed to him on a big national level, like media days, they were going to love, and he delivered. I thought Josh Heupel did a pretty decent job because I felt like he was excited about it. Mike Leach is Leach. We knew he was going to be a little bit different. I mean, when he came in, he goes, all right, well, I don't like speeches, so questions. I mean, it was so on brand for Leach. You know, Lane having the, wow, $1 million deal for Bryce Young and the drop of it. I mean, it will go down as maybe one of the most memorable SEC media days that we've ever had. So, and a lot of it had nothing to do with football, right? I mean, I can't imagine – I've never left an SEC media days where the storylines were not about football 101. It was more about the game and the sport and college athletics itself.
So much chatter is out there. So again, it's hard to get back to the teams and what we're looking forward to this fall. But on the field, what do you want to see from the Crimson Tide? Any kind of unanswered questions you have leading up to training camp?
I mean, every time I have a question about Alabama, they're like, really? You think I haven't figured this out? I mean, it's truly impressive. I mean, you think of how much things have changed and yet they stay the same. I mean, I use this saying on my show all the time is that Alabama football, it's the same throne. It's just new dragons, right? Like you're just figuring out who's going to be the next Devontae Smith or who's going to be the next Tua. And so for me, it's just the brilliance of Nick Saban to build a foundation both on the football field and really, I think more importantly, behind the scenes. From being lockstep with Greg Byrne in the administration to his coaches, his staff. And, you know, a lot of teams, take LSU, for instance, you know, they want to do what Alabama does, which is not rebuild, just reload. And it goes to show you how hard it is to do that. And so for Saban to build something that is more plug and play, that coaches come in and you learn the Alabama way of dominance, and it just continues to run is impressive. I mean, the big question for me, obviously, is Bill O'Brien calling it with Bryce Young. And if Bryce is able to take that leadership role, because think about it, even though Jalen Hurts was kind of quiet, he was a leader that was respected. Tua was the same way. Mac Jones was that way. Is Bryce Young ready to take that next step? And that's kind of what I want to look at. And I also want to see how dominant this Alabama defense under Pete Golden is. I mean, I think Golden got a lot of flack from Alabama fans and people that casually watch football. I don't think they understood how challenging last year was and how the game has changed. And deep down, he did a really good job of limiting offenses when that's the way the game is being played right now. So I think we shift more back to a defensive-minded college football kind of for this year. I don't think it's going to be as wide open as we saw it in 2019 and 2020.
Our focus right now is football, but again, you're full-time with the SEC Network year-round talking all about all the other sports in the SEC. So that meant last year you were talking about Alabama over and over again, whether it's men's basketball, you know, the softball team winning SEC championships, better years in baseball, women's basketball. I mean, that had to be remarkable to see some of those sports take a big step forward.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it with Brad Bohannon and the job that he has done. And really, I hated that COVID had hit for a bevy of different reasons. But one, like Brad seemed like he was getting that team rolling. Christy Curry as well, too, and the opportunities that she's had. You know, men's and women's golf has always been strong. I mean, again, top to bottom, if you look at where Alabama was 15 years ago, not only just football, but just kind of where you're at. Even when we started the network in 2014, you just see constantly – a stable, leadership from Greg Byrne and a stable athletic department that just continues to get bigger. And, you know, when I travel across the country, you know, and do events, people want to ask, they want to talk about Alabama, right? Like they, you know, as much as they talk about maybe LSU and some other, it's always about what's it like with Alabama. And to think about the name branding that has been built over this last probably 15 to 20 years in Tuscaloosa, it's incredible. It's the greatest ad campaign. I mean, David Shaw just talked about that a couple of days ago, right? When name, image, and likeness, and he goes, you know, that's not a Bryce Young deal. Is that fair market value? He goes, no, that's Alabama value. I'm like, that's the greatest recruiting promo pitch ever. Like that should be inside of the football facility and every other facility going, David Shaw is one of the smartest men in all of college athletics. And he's goes, that's Alabama value. That was It was awesome. And I guarantee you probably bit his tongue after that quote came out.
Yeah, we're working on the t-shirts now. Peter, I really have enjoyed this conversation. Great to see you last week at SEC Media Days in Hoover. I look forward to your coverage on the SEC Network coming up this fall. Thank you again.
So before we go, I have to ask you, how are Alabama fans taking Texas and OU? Like, I can see it from, you know, us in the SEC, like, we love it. Like, as the SEC Network, as a radio and TV host, it's great. But, I mean, how are Alabama fans reacting to this news that may happen?
So far, it's been pretty positive from what I've seen. Everyone can kind of point back to the game you mentioned earlier, Colt versus Greg McElroy in the first national championship, the Saban era, and obviously some of the wins Alabama's had against Oklahoma in the college football playoff. But I think for the most part, just fans are kind of like Coach Saban at this point. They are sticking to the process. They are sticking to the next game in front of them. And regardless of who joins the league, I think Alabama fans feel pretty confident as long as Coach Saban's here, as long as the work ethic remains like it has been, it can stay business as normal here.
My favorite, it was when I guess Saban was asked about it after like a Habitat for Humanity thing with the players. And he's like, have you given any thoughts about it? And he goes, I haven't really thought about it. And that's so on par, because you know what? As much as everybody thinks about Alabama, especially football, doesn't care what you think. And they don't even have time to think about you. And that's part of the reason why the process continues to roll on, no pun intended.
Certainly works. Well, Peter, again, thank you for your time. Really enjoyed this conversation. Hope to catch up with you down the road as well. Thank you again.
You got it.